BBC.
LearningEnglish.com.
Hello, I'm Callum Robertson, and in this special programme, we're finding out about the city of Sheffield. Sheffield is situated in the north of England. Kate Betts is a media trainer and consultant and Sheffield resident, and she sent us a report on the city. In the first part of the report, she tells us about what made the city famous and was its main industry. What is that industry, and what items does she find in her kitchen drawer related to it?
Sheffield is often called the Steel City. This is because it's one of the most important places in the world for making steel. The industry really took off about 250 years ago. Connected with that, there's tool making, engineering and the manufacture of cutlery. Have a rummage in any kitchen drawer and you'll probably find a knife or fork saying, made in Sheffield. These days, not so many people work in the steel industry, but it's said that more steel than ever is now being made in Sheffield.
Sheffield is a city well known for producing the metal steel. One of its most common products is cutlery. Cutlery, the tools we use to eat, knives, forks and spoons. And it's these utensils that are found in many people's kitchen drawers. Now, as an industrial town, you might think Sheffield wouldn't be a very nice place to live. What does Kate say about this?
With all that industry, you might think that Sheffield will be a rather unpleasant place to live. Well, I came to live here about 15 years ago, and one thing I noticed is how green the city is.
There are something like 2 million trees in the city. That's more trees per person than any other European city. And there are dozens and dozens of parks, like this one, Mearsbrook Park, near where I live.
Sheffield is a very green city. There are many parks and about 2 million trees.
BBCLearningEnglish.com.
Surprisingly, for an industrial city in the north of England, Sheffield has something in common with the Italian city of Rome. What's that? Here's Kate Betts.
Sheffield has five major rivers running through it, one of them being the River Sheaf, which gives the city its name. And Sheffield is said to be like Rome in Italy, in that it's built on seven hills. But ask anyone if they could name those hills, and these are typical of the answers you'll get.
I don't think I can name the hills. But it's not like Park Hill. There's Park Hill, there's... Oh, that's a road. No, I can't name them. I can't... No, not off pat. No, I mean, I'm sure if I saw them in front of me, I'd think, oh, yeah.
No. Sorry, I'm not much help, am I?
Have you heard the saying?
Oh, but very much so, very much so. And I know that Sheffield is very hilly.
Have you heard the saying that Sheffield's like Rome, it's built on seven hills?
Yes, I have heard that saying before.
Can you name the seven hills?
No.
Like Rome, Sheffield is built on seven hills, though the local residents weren't able to name them. Sheffield also has a strong sporting tradition. What record is held by one of its football teams?
Ask them to name the city's two football teams and everyone could say Sheffield United and Sheffield Wednesday. But not everyone knows about Sheffield FC. They're said to be the oldest football club in the world. They were formed back in 1857 and are still going strong.
Sheffield boasts the oldest football club still playing, Sheffield FC, which was formed in 1857. Over the years, Sheffield has proved attractive to people from all over the world as a place to come and find work. Which countries does Kate mention? And how does Kosovan immigrant Blerta Silla describe the city?
Now, I came to live here from another part of Britain, but lots of people have come to Sheffield from other parts of the world. In the 1930s, people came from Somalia to work in the steel industry. In the 1950s and 60s, they came from the Yemen for the same reason. And people have come for lots of reasons, from places as diverse as Chile, Vietnam and Poland. Blerta Silla came from Kosovo in 1999 to escape the fighting with the Serbs.
I can consider Sheffield as my second home. I have settled here very well since I came over in 1999. It's the place that I wouldn't swap with anywhere else. I feel very comfortable. People are very friendly and it's very multicultural.
People have come to Sheffield from Somalia in the 1930s, from Yemen in the 1950s and 60s, and the other countries mentioned were Chile, Vietnam, Poland and Kosovo. Blerta describes Sheffield as her second home. She finds it friendly and multicultural. Multicultural, people from different cultures living and working happily together. Well, that's all from this special programme about Sheffield.
BBC. learningenglish.com.